WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Much of the eastern U.S. has had quite a week of winter weather, focusing on trying to forecast the specifics of an unfolding winter weather event. In the southeast U.S., where most of the WeatherBrains crew reside, meteorologists have had to account for how much evaporative cooling will occur. This can make or break a forecast. The most important elements to observe in surface observations in a winter weather situation include temperature, dew point depression, and wind speed and direction. So why is dew point depression so important? Well, dew point depression determines the wet bulb cooling potential. There are various rules of thumb for figuring this, some fairly crude and others more elaborate. Meteorologist Jeff Habe from Mississippi State University introduced me to one method he calls the 1/3 -5 rule, which I have found to work well when temperatures are near freezing. When the dew point depression is less than 5 degrees, little cooling occurs as precipitation begins because the air is so close to saturation. The 1/3 -5 rule goes like this. Take the dew point depression, subtract 5 from it, divide this number by 3, then subtract this number from the temperature. This answer is the temperature that will occur from evaporational cooling. So here's an example. Suppose the temperature is 35 degrees and the dew point is 18 degrees. The dew point depression is 35 degrees minus 18 degrees, or 17. 17 minus 5 is 12. 12 divided by 3 is 4. This results in evaporational cooling, lowering the temperature of 35 degrees to 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Wet bulb cooling can change rain to freezing rain, sleet, or snow. Wet bulb cooling can change rain to freezing rain, sleet, or snow. Wet bulb cooling will change the area of freezing weather in regions that were above freezing, even in the absence of cold air advection. Remember, too, that warm air advection can offset the effects of evaporational cooling. If you have a burning question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.